And we are recording. So thank you again. Welcome back, everyone. We are, can you believe we're at the last session of our first day of the Monetize Your Gifts Masterclass Live, and we are here today with the amazing, amazing, and brilliantly talented Debbie Horovitz, who is going to be teaching us about Google Plus on-air hangouts, why you should be paying attention to it, and some ways that you can actually implement it into your business. First of all, I want to say welcome, Debbie. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much, Rodney, for having me on your masterclass. It's such an honor to be here.
Oh, yes, amazing. You know, Debbie and I met in Los Angeles, actually after, as Debbie puts it, she says she stalked me on Facebook forever, and then she flew out to Los Angeles to meet me at my live event that I did last October. And she's one of those kinds of people that, for me anyway, you meet someone, and from the first time that you meet them, you know they're going to be around for a long time. And Debbie was one of those people. We just instantly connected, and literally I've seen her explode in the last 6 months with this particular platform and attracted attention of major, major authors right now with her Google on-air hangout for authors and publishers, which she's going to speak about in a moment. So, you know, Debbie, you know, again, I want to get right into the content, but I want Debbie just to kind of introduce herself a little bit and just tell us a little bit about your background and how you guys started really in social media and why Google Hangout. Why should we be paying attention to this right now?
Well, great. Thank you so much again for the introduction. I'm honored and flattered. and it's really funny that you say that you knew right away that I'd be around for a long time, because I was thinking last night how people throughout my life, when they first meet me, they either love me or they hate me. But frequently, the people who hate me at the start end up being my biggest fans after a period of time. And so I was starting to think about the value in being patient with people and being able to turn them around and turn around that relationship and make it something really beneficial. And it really started to strike me how much that's been happening in the last sort of year with me, that I've really been seeking out the people who are the best leaders for me. To help my business grow. I mean, not only 6 months ago, but certainly 12 months ago, I was really struggling to transition into my business and into a business that was supporting me and that was growing and that was getting the attention of a lot of people, even necessarily when I wasn't necessarily actively talking about it. And in a lot of ways that's a big relief, because I started doing Google Plus Hangouts, and started having them on a regular basis. People have started to understand that on a regular sort of basis, I have an event coming up, on Google Hangouts, and a lot of people still don't know what that means, but they know that they can watch a video of me interviewing some interesting people. And it's funny how much I've started now. I'm being invited to speak at conferences about Google Plus Hangouts, but that recognition, even last week, I had a big week in my business where I signed some contracts that were larger than any other contracts that I've signed before in business, which was nice to feel. But I also was hired to work on a couple of new Google Plus Hangouts on air, and those clients came to me because of all of the content that I'm creating on all of the social channels. But the reality is I'm just creating content for the most part on Hangouts. I don't really blog anymore. I don't do a podcast. I don't do a lot of publicity development per se, but every single month I have at least one hangout.
Well, you know, this is so funny. was you and I, you were just conceptualizing, and I'd love you to speak about this in particular for just a moment, more to the point about how fast this thing can grow. When you and I connected in October, I spoke about creation of content and multipurposing content, which includes Kindle books, which I publish, quite a few of them. And in particular, I think that's one of the things that resonated with me when I spoke about that on stage. And then you were telling me that you were in the process of developing this Google on-air hangout with authors and publishers. And, you know, of course, anything to do with that industry, I'm, of course, excited about and was wanting to know more about. And so you invited me, I think, to the next call, which was in November. And we did that together. And it was my first experience. I've heard of Google Hangout. I kind of knew what it was. Google Plus Hangout, didn't really completely know what it was, but I got on. And as I mentioned earlier in Miguel's session, if you heard any of that, you know, I was the person that 8 months ago was saying, I'm not doing video. Period.
I had given up on it too, I think. Earlier in 2012, I was so exhausted with trying to edit and upload and just, you know, videos that weren't being watched a lot, that it was difficult for me to get any traction for my friends to share. It didn't feel like I was breaking through with video.
Well, you know, it's one of those things I was just emphatic about. And I have found in my experience that you really do have two camps. You have people who are like me who are emphatic about video, either that they're not doing it under any circumstances, or they're people that love to be in front of the camera and you can't get one in their face fast enough. You know?
Yeah.
And I was definitely one of those. In the first camp, I was one of those that just did not want to do it. And, you know, we're going to be talking a lot more about this with Jules on Friday, where he's going to talk about really specifically about how to overcome those fears, so that you can be more present on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But what I loved about what you offered as sort of my soft introduction to this topic was that it was a group of us all together. I mean, you literally could tell some of us was in our sweats or sweatshirt, you know, or whatever. It wasn't about looking pretty or manicured, and you were just literally having a conversation that just happened to have a camera on.
Right.
That's and you made every one of us feel comfortable and everything, and I just thought that was really so. I'd like you to speak that a little bit. How can you actually, you know, for someone thinking, oh, I've got to be all beautiful, I've got to lose 20 pounds, I've got to do all of this before I can be on camera. You know, speak to that for us a little bit, Debbie. Tell us how we can get over that so we can start.
Well, you, here's the thing is that you can get over it and begin to enjoy the value that Hangouts bring to your life and to your business and to your relationships much, much faster than you can lose 20 pounds. I probably have about 80 pounds to lose instead of 20, but I knew I wasn't going to be able to lose the weight before I could get on camera. I'm certainly not one of those women who, I don't think the camera really loves me. I'm not a Hollywood movie star looking type of lady. And so what I do, actually, what made me laugh is, as Rodney was talking about it, as you were talking about it, Rodney, is that you said, you know, it's kind of obvious sometimes that some of us are in our sweats. Well, I try not to make it obvious, but I do wear cartoon printed pajama pants for every single hangout. It's kind of my celebration of work from home and how much I love what I do. And that, you know, I want to be as comfortable as I can be to have these really intimate and comfortable conversations with people who, you know, our last conversation last week or 2 weeks ago with Mike McAllowitz, that was a dream interview for me nearly 5 years ago.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, you know, you've attracted with the authors and publishers, Google Hangout. You've attracted, you know, Guy Kawasaki.
Yes.
You've attracted you know, you've attracted Chris Gelbo, who's the author of $100 Startup.
Yeah.
You've attracted Mike Michalowicz. You've attracted Dory Clark, who's, you know, Harvard Press published. I mean, you're attracting major players. These aren't, you know, little first times, not to diminish it, but, you know, I mean, these are major players that are recognizing the value in the platform that you're creating, and they are using it as a way to get their message out, which is a testament to the newer contracts that you're attracting.
Yeah.
So what I want to do, Debbie, is I really want to move us right into it, because I want to talk about the nuts and bolts of why how to first set up a Hangout. Like what's the first thing to do? Give us sort of past that whole scary point of what button do I push and what if I screw something up and all of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, like every other social network, it is really simple to get started. It's not necessarily really easy to figure out, but once you do, it's like riding a bike and there's no turning back. So with getting started with Google Plus Hangout on Air, really the first step is just to have a Google Plus profile. And my best recommendation for everyone who's listening is just decide that you're going to get started. You're going to press the camera button when you're looking at someone's profile on Google Plus. Be that a friend, be that a coworker, be that someone who you would like to have a conversation with, and just press the button, get started, and expect to figure it out as you go. Certainly there are a lot of courses out there. There are some books. There are tons and tons of videos on YouTube, as well as ebooks and blogs all over the web that cover all of the details of how to do it if you do want those step-by-step instructions. Of course, I offer coaching in it as well. But really, it's just about expecting that initial sense of frustration. Like when you get a new cell phone, it's pretty frustrating at the start. Or every time Facebook does a major mobile app adjustment or improvement, it can be pretty frustrating. They just released one with the chat feature, and I'm still a little bit frustrated with it. But the good news is that once you get started, Hangouts are really simple. They really don't do a lot. There's not that many options to keep track of. And you can get started with a really good quality Hangout right from the start. To be honest with you, my Sparkle SOS Book Authors and Publishers Hangouts, which now get me five-figure consulting contracts, which have started to earn me those five-figure consulting contracts, those Hangouts have no dollar investment at all in any technical upgrades of any sort. I don't have a video bumper intro or outro. I don't have custom overlays, which take time of a designer and some money. I don't have, I really don't do an awful lot of SEO optimization of the videos just because I don't have the time. But they still work so powerfully. So I think right from the very start, it's really just a limit of your imagination and your patience to dive in and learn the language from the basic. It's like when you learned, if you have learned Twitter. It can be really confusing and frustrating at the start, but when you dive in, then the color and the value and the excitement of those relationships really starts to come up.
And, you know, Debbie, that's really the cornerstone of this conversation and this training that you're doing with us, is that this really is about relationships. you know, if whoever of you have been listening or been on the previous calls earlier today, and you'll see the tone, this conversation going through, the remainder of the masterclass is the cornerstone to growing your business, especially in this economy, is about the quality of your relationships. I would even go so far as to say the quality of your bank account is directly related to the quality of your relationships.
I would tend to agree, and it's funny because I keep on hearing in other webinars and other speakers and in books people saying your income is directly related to the value you bring to the marketplace. And the one thing that I've discovered since I got started in social media, and I apologize, I didn't really go into my background, but I worked for 14 years as a Toronto ad agency media buyer, so I'm very comfortable with advertising, but not necessarily the creative parts of it. And I was a money manager, basically, of media space. There's a lot of creativity in it, but what really always excited me about my job was the opportunity to negotiate a relationship that was financially beneficial for my clients with the media sales reps. And I was responsible for spending and negotiating more than $25 million a year at some points for my clients. And so it gave me an awful lot of experience negotiating contracts and dollar value contracts on behalf of my clients, and I really started to understand how those relationships that I had developed with a sales rep could impact my results, the dollars that I was able to negotiate for my clients, and therefore impact how I was doing at my job. So, I came to Hangouts really... I was a little bit frustrated by video. I think, as we mentioned earlier, it can be a challenge, and it's really valuable if you can use Hangout, if you can get yourself past the initial fear of not even necessarily being in front of the camera, but what about being behind the camera? I think that's an even more debilitating and widespread fear of business owners, is that they don't want to create something that isn't perfect.
Right. Right. And that's really key. Barbara spoke about that earlier today, getting past perfectionism, which is a form of resistance.
Absolutely.
And why I wanted to bring up that whole thing about us a moment ago, about us, being very casual and very comfortable. You know, one thing maybe some of you don't know, and Debbie's going to speak about this in a moment, is that part of the Google Plus Hangout platform, besides the fact that, it's a recorded video, it can be a recorded video, that can be published on YouTube directly or embedded onto your website, people are really very interested in, I think maybe you might think differently, I don't know, Debbie, but because of reality television, we really are getting very indoctrinated into wanting to know what's going on behind the scenes. And
absolutely.
Being people in their natural habitat, if you will. So, just talk about that for a minute.
Well, I think it started with reality television. It started with the idea that anybody that the old-fashioned and traditional media that I worked with for so many years it was miles away from the average television watcher to ever meet a celebrity. Most people never would in their life. But it suddenly started to become democratized. Where the media started to become democratized was with reality television, when anyone could start to participate. And then when YouTube launched, I'm not comfortable saying when it launched, because I don't know exactly. I'm guessing 2005. when YouTube launched and really when it started to gain mass, when people really started to use it, was when everyone had a cell phone or everyone had a camera. And it started to pick up. People started to have the sense, listen, I can create my own content. I can create my own audience. I can become a star myself. And then with the inclusion, so we had this video content. We were all armed with cameras around 2008, 2009, 2010, certainly growing. We're all armed with cameras all the time. Now we're all connected and we can all upload videos where we're the star and our friends are the co-stars. We can all upload these episodes and shows and videos of our lives in minutes from our phones to YouTube. And then at the same time, we had social media and blogs. And that really amplified the distribution of videos. So I think yeah, there's a big sense of people are taking control of the media. And if there isn't a show that exists, that you think needs to exist, now is the time to create it for yourself because you can get started for almost no money at all. And the benefit that you get yourself, your name as being the author of that content, of being the creator of that content, when you use something like Google Plus Hangouts on Air, the benefit that you get is you get the support of Google because they want you using every single one of their tools and every single one of their channels. And what Hangouts does is it starts to multiply the impact of your use of Google tools. And you're always creating these little bits of Google tagged content if you're using YouTube because it's owned by Google. If you're using Google AdWords, if you have a website that is being crawled and you have Google Analytics, if you use Gmail, if you have a Google Plus account, if you have a Google Places account, it's all connected, and Google is investing so much time and so much money and so many resources into making it so that there's no reason not to be participating in everything that they offer. They make it so valuable and so easy that now is a really great time to get started. If you're like me, I grew up watching Oprah Winfrey and thinking, I want to be a media mogul. I want to publish magazines, which now I publish Kindle ebooks. I blog. I want to interview my friends on a TV show. I kind of wanted to be like Oprah, not as big. I don't really imagine myself getting as big as her, although I suppose I could. but I never really saw myself that big, but I saw myself pretty big. And when I looked at Hangouts, I started to recognize that this might be the tool that could allow me to do it on a shoestring budget.
Beautiful. You know, Debbie, one of the things that, and also to wrap up that whole Google integrated platform is you also can integrate Google Checkout into it, and if you're selling something, put a payment button underneath the Hangout, and then you can also make money on it. So with that said, let's use someone for an example that is going to do a Hangout, and what structures a Hangout, like how many, I know there's a limit on how the number of people that you can have, but say how could an entrepreneur, a creative entrepreneur listening to this, to this replay, how can they structure a Hangout that they actually can take it into potentially an income-producing experience?
Okay. So, well, there's a number of ways, first of all, that you can end up with the results where you're making money from your Hangout. So the first and probably the most common way to start financially benefiting from doing Hangouts is that you will start to get more business because it will cost you less money to have a better Google ranking for the content that you're creating. So immediately you can start booking contracts or selling products. because you'll be gaining more exposure, whatever the searches are, that search keyword list that you, for your business that you want to optimize against, you can optimize your Hangout videos so that you're starting to capture those ongoing searches that already exist on Google for your business service. So that's really the first way, and probably the way that almost everybody can start to use Hangouts to make money right away. The next main way, I think, that is most realistic for most people is to monetize with a financial exchange or energy exchange, could be in-kind exchange, to monetize the audience and the video content, just like a television show does. As I said, my background is as a media buyer for ad agencies. So what I understand really well is how media channels make money. And if you see yourself in creating your Hangout as, I'm creating a television show that will have really high-quality, interesting, informative, and entertaining content, and I'm going to solve a problem that exists in my industry, either a problem that exists for me or a problem that exists for my customers is even better. If you decide that you're going to solve a problem for some of your customers, then you know what the target group is, and you can go to the other advertisers, you can go to the other vendors and your peers in this industry, and you can say, well, I now have a marketing and advertising opportunity for you to sponsor my upcoming Hangout. And not only then do you have an audience that you can describe, you can say, here are the people, they suffer from this problem, and I know that you serve this exact same group of people. Well, I have 300 people who have registered to watch this Hangout. Would you like to talk to these 300 people as well? And so it becomes a much more cut and dried sort of traditional media play in that way, but it is a great way to monetize it. What I've done is a little bit roundabout from there, and I've started to say Hangouts as a whole are beneficial for almost any business, in my business, I've monetized Hangouts by selling the service of what I do. So for me, the Hangout is sort of like a really awesome marketing activity for my own Hangout services. It's like a really energy intensive business card that people just can't stop looking at if it speaks to them.
Right. Well, and it creates that intimacy. Like I said, it's the next closest thing to being there in person. But what you're getting a chance to see is people, as we mentioned a moment ago, in their natural habitat, if you will, just being themselves without all of the airs or the pretense and what have you. Yeah. You're able to connect with people in a much deeper way. And like when you and I were talking about this as we were preparing for this experience we're having right now, is thinking of, like, creatively, like, how can someone, depending upon what their business is, you know, how they can use a Hangout. And I think with every single business, especially if it's one that's, whether it's brick and mortar or especially if it's online, but even brick and mortar, I mean, imagine for, say, a personal trainer, how cool it would be to have their private clients be able to get on a Hangout with him or her to talk about their progress that they're getting and maybe the new things that he's learned or she's learned to teach them. Not necessarily exercises, but things about supplementation that they've acquired for them, resources and tools that they can use to get better results with their workouts. I mean, this can be, it requires a little bit of creative thinking, but if imagine having a group of, and you know, you'll talk about this in a moment about the number of people you can have in real, in the actual hangout itself, but the way that you can take that hangout and then really connect with your customer base.
Yeah.
And then that video is now exposed to everyone who sees it on YouTube and on your website to go, oh, wow, I want to be a part of that next month, you know, when he or she does this.
Well, something that's really important to keep in mind about why Hangouts work, why Hangouts are so effective, not only for the people who are putting them on and the people who are participating, but the people who are watching them, why so many people like to watch Hangouts is because of the social proof that it creates. So social proof, Facebook is really powerful because when you look at something that your five closest friends, family, and colleagues have all liked and commented on, you're going to pay more attention to it because that object or that update or that video or whatever it is that they're all talking about has their social proof attached to it. And for you to participate and feel like you're a part of your social sphere, you want to participate in commenting or engaging in some way with that content. And so you can do that with your closest friends on social media, which most of us have already been doing. But when it comes to your business, what you want to do is something that's really powerful also about Facebook, but I'm sure it also exists in a different way with YouTube. But what I find really powerful about Facebook is that when you look at someone's profile, it shows you images of who their friends are, and it shows you the images of the friends who you have in common. So that is the social proof. It's like someone comes by your, and sorry, this is a little bit of a creepy example, but someone comes by your office space. Let's remove the creepiness from it. Someone comes by your office space and sees you sitting around in the glass boardroom, around the boardroom table with you and five of your dot, dot, dot. Could be friends, could be potential business clients, but they recognize those five people. Even if they don't know you, you are suddenly much more important. So it doesn't matter where you're starting in business. When I started on Hangouts, I mean, it always surprises me when people tell me that they see Sparkle Agency all over the place, but really, I was the nobody before I started. I'm still quite the nobody, but I know that a lot more people see me because they see me because of the Hangouts that I'm doing with the people who I've invited to be on my Hangouts. So Mike Michalowicz attracted a lot of people to his Hangout. And so that everyone in the audience knows, when you're planning your Hangout, The most important thing, if you think about yourself like, I'm planning The View for today, the television show The View. So they have people on a panel, and it's a discussion. If you were the producer of The View today, what would your episode be? Who would your guests be? Would you have regular guests, featured guests, which is something that we start to do with Sparkle SOS? Rodney, you came back so many times to Sparkle SOS, and you were so wonderful interviewing my guests as well as helpful for me with helping to promote the Hangout, that I made you my host, my co-host, because I could see that you were helping to promote the content. So when you start to do your Hangouts on a more regular basis and you start to become comfortable with the technology part of it so that that's not taking up your mental energy anymore, then you can start to see who are the people in this new community that you're creating that are identifying themselves as interested in participating more closely. And in a really roundabout and universal sort of way, that's the best way to monetize your Hangout.
Absolutely. You know, you said something here that I really have to call attention to here because I think it's so powerful. It was like kind of an aha moment for me, and I think one that would really help bring this home for our listeners, is that if you take on the role of like a community manager or a community manager slash producer of a show and take that mentality into producing the topics of your hangout, then it would really make it much more interesting. Now, I'll go back to our personal trainer example. You know, that personal trainer may have a really close friend or colleague or someone who actually is an industry leader on the area of nutrition. So they're able to, and perhaps they've written a book. So then that would be one of their, I like that view, you know, the show, the view analogy. So that's sort of like the featured guest. They're on as the expert about, you know, health and fitness. They're bringing on this personal trainer, or maybe they're bringing on this person next month who now is an amazing cook on how to, you know, prepare really healthy meals, and maybe someone else the next month that runs a fantastic spa or how to take, you know, really healthy vacations. And then you're just, so you have this, you as your host, you then inviting that key person who complements your specialty but does not compete.
And
then you're bringing on your guests who are now, like, really wanting to be on for those remaining eight coveted spots. And Debbie's going to talk about that in a moment about why I said the number eight, because with a Google Hangout, you only can have 10 people on the actual live chat. But people, other people can watch it, but only eight people can participate in the live thing. So what happens is by having that positioning that you've done, you now have people really wanting to apply to be in those other eight positions, because two of them have to belong to you and the guest, to want to be a part of that. That's the leverage power. That's the thing that's really the leverage power of Google Plus. Hang on, I'm just getting a chill talking about it because I think it's so exciting.
And here's the thing is that a lot of people who are listening might be saying that to themselves, but I don't know anyone who's achieved anything. I don't know anyone who's written a book, or if they have, they didn't tell me about it. And I don't know anyone who's famous in my field. And I'm a nobody, and I can't approach them. But the good news is, and this is my experience, I'm not talking about, you know, I think it will work for you. This is exactly what I experienced going from nothing to now Google Plus Hangouts is the whole cornerstone of my business. The thing is, if you can reach out to anyone who works in your field, who is passionate about pushing your industry and your passions further ahead, you can reach out to them. And what you're offering them is an opportunity for publicity. My true experience, and I have no fear in reaching out to almost anybody, starting a relationship with them on Facebook or on LinkedIn or on Google+, you know, poking them for a few weeks, laughing at their jokes, talking about what they share on the social channels, letting them get to know me. And I have no problem with asking them to be interviewed by me. But when I as many people that I ask, can I interview you, or can I quote a section of your book for my blog? I used to get a lot of people who turned me down, and they would turn me down flat, and it made it really difficult for me to continue asking. But the honest truth is, when I started doing Hangouts, I started getting a lot more easy yeses. I started getting a lot more easy yeses because what I would do is I would take the Hangout that existed, that I had with my first few Sparkle SOS book authors and publishers Hangouts. I really want to make sure that people understand I did not start with a big list. Although I started with experience in social media, I didn't start with a really powerful group of friends. I mean, I had just met Rodney, and I have lots of powerful and influential friends, but I don't, you know, I wasn't trying to launch something to be famous. I was trying to launch something that would help grow my business. And I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. What was I saying, Rodney?
Oh, no, you were talking about how I'm sorry, did you remember it?
I was talking about what shifted for me from people saying no a lot of the time to people saying yes is the fact that Google Plus Hangouts on Air are brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are they brand new, but they are everywhere because Google is backing it. So Google is spending the money to make sure everyone knows about Google Plus, Google, Hangouts on Air. SEO is on every business owner's tongue. That's all Google's doing. So the truth of the matter is when I reach out to someone like Mike Michalowicz, or even more shocking to me, when I reach out to someone like Guy Kawasaki had no clue who I was. And to be honest with you, I didn't really know who he was until after I started researching him. When I reached out to him, I had no intention. I had no idea how easy it would be to get him on my Hangout. And all it took was for me to share a Sparkle SOS Book Authors and Publishers Hangout, the video, with him and share it to a place where he would see it. And he saw it, went, I have a brand new book out that I'd like to promote, and I'm an evangelist for Google. I should go do this Hangout. And he asked me on my video, can I be on your Hangout? And that was really what changed a lot of things for me, because, you know, there are certainly a few of the more recognizable celebrity book authors that we've had on the Hangout have been as a result of seeing the video with Guy Kawasaki. So I'm able to take that video and embed it in Gmail and send it out to every book author and say, if you ever want to be on the show or if you have a new book coming up, I can take it and send it. And it's so easy for people to just, you know, fast forward 45 minutes in and see what they want and make a decision about me or about my guests or about participating in the Hangout. And that's the most incredible thing, is how easy it is once you have this hour-long video, and it's surprisingly easy to create an hour. I can't believe we've already been talking nearly 45 minutes. But it's incredibly powerful to be able to distribute an hour-long video with you and a group of recognizable and respected industry peers. When you can share that as a link in your Gmail and it comes up where they can view it right in the Gmail reader, when you can share that video with someone who doesn't know who you are but maybe knows who some of your guests are or would be interested in their story, they're immediately going to remember who you are.
Yeah.
And you've given them value.
Well, and there's so many benefits to this, you know, for many reasons, beyond just the creation of the Hangout in and of itself, but it is allowing you, based on the cornerstone of relationships, to align yourself with people who maybe are larger centers of influence than maybe you are at the moment. And that, you can't pay enough for that.
I'm still a little bit stunned when I think about how much my life has changed and how much my business has changed in just 6 months, in less than 6 months. But, I mean, really, I've been working on the Hangout for about 9 months now. But it's been so fast how much it's impacted the way that people view me, the professional credibility that I have. I can propose speaking at almost any conference, and it doesn't have to be about Hangouts for the audience, for the listening audience. It can be about whatever it is that you want to be more of an expert in. make that what you talk about in your Hangout. Invite the people who you would like to interview. My recommendation, and if we have, you know, a couple more minutes, Rodney, I'd love to share with the audience. I actually have 5 steps for successes in Hangout. And so I can try and go through them really quickly if you're fine.
You're fine. We have at least another 10 minutes. So feel free.
Awesome.
Go for it.
Fantastic. Okay. So, step one, if you decide you're going to do a Google Plus Hangout on air, of course you want to do everything in life the way that you do this. You want to play to win. Play to win, and you will love the results that you will get. You might not win all the time. You probably won't win all the time, but you will love the results that you get. So step one is research and preparation. And you've decided you want to do a Hangout on air for your business. The first thing you need to know is what Hangouts already exist in your field. So you don't even have to decide what you want your Hangout to be about yet. In fact, don't decide yet. Just start finding other Hangouts that are similar to what you – find other Hangouts that excite you. If you're passionate about it, then your audience will be passionate about it. And I want you to find those Hangouts that excite you, that you're excited to participate in or even to watch, and then do it. Participate in it. And as you're excited, experiencing a series of Hangouts, if you can do 3 or 4 Hangouts, even just watching them in a week, you will have such a strong understanding of how Hangouts work. You'll have almost everything you need to get started. But what I want you to do while you're watching or participating in these Hangouts is take note of everything that you like about that Hangout, about the experience, what you see the organizers doing that you think you would like to do yourself or that you want to avoid doing, because for you as a viewer, it doesn't work for you. It probably wouldn't work for your audience either. Your audience is a lot like you and they want you. So when you feel like you see someone doing something in a Hangout that doesn't quite work for you, don't do it in your own Hangout. So watching these Hangouts that are in your field, so the 3 things actually that you want to take note of are what you like and you want to do yourself, what you don't like and you don't want to do, so you make note of that to avoid it, or tell your staff if you're delegating any of these projects or any of these tasks. And the 3rd thing really is to just keep an eye on your mental notes, on what you're saying to yourself as you're watching or as you're looking for the Hangouts in the schedule. And you can just search Google for Google Plus Hangouts on Air schedule, and it will take you to a page on Google Plus that has a number of promoted Hangouts. But really the best place to find Hangouts is going to the Events tab within Google Plus. And that will show you all of the Hangouts that come up. Or you could always search for that keyword, Hangouts. So really the most important thing is to search for, in your own mind, is to be aware of when you're asking yourself, I wish I could find a Hangout that gives me dot, dot, dot. I wish I could find a Hangout that so-and-so was on, dot, dot, dot. I wish I could find a Hangout that talks about this or that is scheduled during this day and time and week. And then what you want to do is you want to take that collection of I wish I could find XYZ Hangout and see where you weren't able to find it. That might be the exact Hangout that you need to create that is fulfilling a gap and a need. It's fulfilling all of your needs, so it probably would help your audience. So that's step one. Step 2 is planning, which, you know, it really goes back to the research and preparation step. When you're creating your Hangout, when you're naming it, when you're setting the date, when you're planning who are the 10 people, yourself being one of them, who are the 10 people that will be on the video hangout with you, and then, of course, having unlimited live viewing audience, do you want to promote your hangout ahead of time, or do you not want to promote it ahead of time but promote it afterwards so that you don't have all of that added work ahead of time, which is a little tip. You don't have to promote your event. You can do the hangout and record it and then save all the promotion energy and effort for later. Which is a really important thing to keep in mind. But then when you're thinking about the name, when you're thinking about who are your potential hosts, who are your potential featured guests that you'll market this around, what you want to think about is what is that gap that you saw when you were researching other hangouts in your specialty, in your passion, in your field. And then step three really is about marketing the live hangout. So if you've made that decision, yes, I want to have live viewers watching us, my recommendation is really don't expect a lot of people to be watching you live, but there might be. You never know. So be ready for it. And then you just, if you decide that you're going to market your hangout, well, whether you decide you're going to market your hangout publicly with pages on Facebook, a Google event page, a Facebook event page, putting it up as a blog post, the really important thing is that you start talking to people about it. You tell people in a month, and try to give yourself a month to plan it, tell people, I'm having a Google Plus hangout on air. It's about this topic. I'm hoping to find a guest who's an expert in X, Y, and Z. Start telling people that, and people will start coming to you.
Beautiful.
So then step four is about recording the hangout on air. So really, I said the recommendation before, expect some technical challenges. Try to approach them with a sense of humor. On our last hangout, Sparkle SOS Book Authors and Publishers with Mike Michalowicz, there was a bunch of times where Mike's video, right as he was really passionate about sharing a story, that his video would lag. And so he wasn't sure, or he would freeze either in the audio or in the video. And so if you can approach it with a sense of humor, every time he'd come back, we'd say, oh, and that's how we fix world hunger.
I remember. Right? But he's so brilliant. He has a great sense of humor, though. It's wonderful.
Well, and especially if you can approach those technical challenges with a sense of humor, because the reality is you will hate Hangouts and you will hate Google Plus Hangouts on air if you don't expect it to have those challenges. If you expect them, then you can have some fun with it and just take it as you know, it's a part of the maybe the challenges that exist that help make Google Plus so valuable.
Right. And, you know, with that, if I would even go so far, you know, to say, Debbie, is that if the first maybe one or two that you do, maybe you don't do a big promotion for them, but you sort of do them as your test runs to get yourself familiar with the platform too.
Yes. They are all test runs. Every single Hangout you do will be a learning experience and a test run and an opportunity for you to improve the next time. So really my recommendation is follow your passion. Make sure that you're doing your hangout about something that drives you. And when you're doing your hangout about a subject matter that is important to you and you are excited for the opportunity to speak to your guests, and you are excited, I look at my hangouts like I'm the host of a dinner party. A dinner party in my home. It's really important to me that I invite people who are going to entertain and inform me and accelerate my social status. And it's also really important that I'm inviting people who are going to be sitting next to each other and having conversations with each other. So I have to think about the connections that I'm making between my guests.
Right.
And not only do I have a lot of my featured guests who I will forevermore in their business be the one person they remember when they think about who introduced me to Hangouts On Air. It's such a powerful tool in our business now.
Yeah.
It was Debbie Horovitch. And they're always going to remember not only that I introduced them, but I had on my very first Sparkle SOS book, Authors and Publishers, we didn't have any big names. It was a few months before Guy Kawasaki was our first big name author. So the very first one, I had a coach and writer, a writing coach and book author. And someone else on the Hangout is a writing coach, a marketing coach and book author. And the two of them connected and one became the paying client of the other. So I then became responsible for one person in my peer group or in the peer group that I want to be established in, because to let the audience know a little secret, I'm not a book author. I want to be a book author. I desperately want to be a book author. And my decision was to surround myself with people who have success as book authors, whether it be self-published or traditionally published, and that would give me the motivation and the social proof and the community and the support and the relationships that I needed to become a book author myself and to become successful. And that's something that I intend to do this year. So I can thank Hangouts for that. But I just I have the one last point, the step five.
We're ready.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, we're ready. We've got a couple of minutes, but yeah, we're ready.
Okay, yep, and it's a quick one. The really important thing to keep in mind, and this goes back to deciding, are you going to be pre-promoting the live event or not? The fact of the matter is, when you look at every TV show that you've ever loved, if you love TV or if you watch TV shows, the majority of the audience that watches that and the majority of the monetization of that content comes well after the taping event. Most people do not watch a live taping of any television. Even the news, most people don't even watch that live. It usually is the 11 p.m. news. And the videos that they recorded in the field, most of them aren't being watched live anymore. They're being watched, this was recorded 3 hours ago.
Right.
So the most important thing, once you've done your Hangout, is then you now have your entire future life where you have this valuable social object, which has a lot of social proof associated with it because you've got famous or influential or people who you had a really interesting conversation with on this object, this video that you have, that you own all of the rights to, that you can do whatever you want with. You then have the opportunity for the rest of your life to see, where can I repurpose, or where can I change, or where can I share this video to someone who might be interested in it. And so it's about optimizing your video. It's three steps, really. It's optimize the video on YouTube, share the video on every channel that you possibly can, and three, then get really creative with repurposing. And this is where having some knowledge of any other social media challenge is helpful, because if you know about SlideShare, then you can repurpose your video content into a SlideShare promotion. You can repurpose your video content into text by having it transcribed and then create an ebook.
Debbie, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off because we're right down to our last seconds, and this is such a rich topic, but this is what I want to make sure I tell everyone to do. I hate this, but we're going to have to cut it off. I'm so sorry, but I do want to know that Debbie has graciously created a special report for all of you. It's called Successfully Hosting Google Plus Hangouts On Air for Your Business, 8 Tips to Remember, and it's a free download. And if you're on the live broadcast now on the web, you can click on the gifts link to actually access that, or you can go to get paid for your credit. creativity.com/gifts, and you'll be able to access that. I'm going to try to see if I can add some more time on here so it doesn't cut us off in the middle of our conversations or recording. Okay, good. And you'll be able to, okay, good. I was able to add some more time so we can go a couple of more minutes. So I was getting so close. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
No, no problem.
But, yes, so anyway, be able to click on to that link, and you'll scroll down and find Debbie's gorgeous portrait there, and you'll be able to download that report where she goes into, you know, detail about that. And Debbie also, you know, does some private consulting with as well. If there's something that you really think you're going to want to implement into your business, you might want to take advantage of that. But this wonderful report she created will help to get you started.
Yeah.
And as you've seen already, is that this is such a rich topic, and there's so many components to it. It really is a strategy. And one of the things, as I said at the top of the event early this morning, that, you know, I want all of you to, as you're listening to this, to start writing down, how can I implement? The question I guess would ask yourself is, okay, I've heard what Debbie had to say. I think there's something there for me. You know, go back and kind of, you know, check in with yourself and see how can I implement this into your business. And as she said a moment ago, that one way to get familiar with doing Google Plus Hangouts is participating in them. And just a little heads up is that Debbie and I are working on a post masterclass event, which will happen at some point, I believe, at the end of May, but the date will be announced later. But that will be a what I call a hot seat, virtual hot seat day, and a day to get your questions answered live, and it's going to be a Google Plus Hangout.
Yeah.
So you'll get a chance to actually see and spend time with us in real time on video and see how we actually do it and how much fun they are. So give yourself some time to think about that and get your questions down. You're going to have a few weeks to kind of think about that, and we'd love to have you come and participate in that. And more information will be coming. So, you know, and then that way you can, Debbie can really go even further into all the different ways that you can market it and monetize it. But, you know,
we'll be doing a Hangout hot seat, right, Rodney?
Right. So what's going to happen is I'm going to be sending information about this next week, and we're going to get together. And then some of you who would like to actually get in the hot seat, meaning – you say, you know what, I've got this great idea for, a Google Plus Hangout, and this is what I'm already doing. Maybe even try to do one between now and the day we do it.
Yeah.
And then Debbie can look at it and say, okay, this is where you can make these little tweaks and adjustments and changes and make it even better for the next time. So this is an amazing opportunity.
I'm so excited.
You know? And what's really great about it is, you know, is Debbie, she this is her business. You know, she charges for this. So the fact that she's going to be, you know, offering that sort of on-the-spot coaching for you in this event at that time, you know, is as our extension to say thank you for being a part of this with us is just really a gift. So I hope that you don't pass on that opportunity and come and join us. We'll let you know when that's coming up. It will be happening towards the end of May. So anyway, so Debbie, with that said, I want to thank you again for coming and being with us. And, you know, thank you all for your patience. We ran over a little bit, but, you know, we just wanted to make sure you got everything that you needed. And download that that tip sheet, work with that, start using the intention guide. Again, if you want to have the replay of our session today, that is available as a part of the Muse package. For $94, or you can purchase Debbie's interview or session solely as a sole item for $20. And those will be posted later on this evening. So, Debbie, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're just a gift, and I enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Listen to you all day. You've got such great content to share with us.
And I could talk all day, but I tell you, I love sharing it so much. It's such a gift to me to be able to share things like Hangouts with your audience. So thank you so much for giving me the time.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. Mm-hmm. So with that said, I want to thank every last one of you, big virtual hug, for coming today. I cannot believe after months of putting all the planning and the resources together to put this together that we are actually at the conclusion of our first day The Monetize Your Gives Live Masterclass. We will be reconvening again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Pacific California time to connect with Mr. Will Weinrub, who is the CEO and co-founder of Live Ninja. He is also one of the sponsors of the Monetize Your Gifts Live Masterclass, and he's got a lot of great, great information to share with you. So go enjoy your evening. Look for an email from me later on this evening about how to access the packages if you'd like to add those to your success library. And look to connect with us again tomorrow morning at 10. Download the schedule if you haven't already done that, and have that handy for you. It's going to be a packed day tomorrow with lots of more great content from 6 of the amazing masterclass presenters. And if it's going to be anything like today was, it's going to be exciting. So I look forward to being with you all very much, and I'm honored and grateful to serve you in this way.
Have a great night, everyone.
That's it.